tonight's topic is out of our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we've been discussing for a while now. And we're going to be looking at Plan Fundamentals, which is on page 22, if you have the book or a copy of that in front of you. Where will you and your family be when disaster strikes? What would you do if basic services like water, gas, electricity, telephones, or even emergency services were cut off for a long period of time? What would you do if there was a shortage of supplies such as food, water, or fuel? Your emergency plan is what you will do, how you will do it, and who you will do it for and with when something disastrous happens. Whether faced with a personal or family emergency or a regional or global disaster, the effort you put into family preparedness and disaster planning will play a large role in how well you do in the event. The following information can help. Sorry, went over my time. The following information can help you enhance your family's preparedness. Identify the hazards. Below are hazards that may occur in our area. Visit the library, contact County Emergency Management, or log on to www.fema.gov or www.rvem.org to learn more about each hazard. Fire, earthquake, hazardous material spills, infectious disease, heat, winter storms, utility failure, flood. Tip. More than one event can occur simultaneous, so please plan accordingly. Things to consider. What if family members are at work or at school? Would you be impacted differently if the weather is very warm or very cold? How would you get by if utilities are interrupted? How would you handle damage to your house or property? How would you deal with a blocked driveway or roads? I don't know if you've been listening to the news or not, but those fires in California, they have blocked roads because of falling debris, burning debris and rocks and things, and folks had to abandon their cars, and they had to push the cars out of the way to get the fire crews through. So that's something to think about. Identify steps you can take to minimize or prevent impact. Create plans for family communication, home escape, and neighborhood evacuation. Learn procedures for drop, cover, hold on, shelter in place, and water utility shutoff. Obtain training in CPR, basic first aid, fire extinguisher use, and stop the bleed. Use hazard-resistant construction materials and fire-resistant plants when possible. Learn non-structural earthquake hazard mitigation techniques. Secure shelves, breakables, etc. Acquire early warning systems, e.g. smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, citizen alerts, NOAA weather radio, etc. Consider comprehensive hazard insurance for your home, personal property, example, fire, flood, earthquake. Develop a neighborhood disaster resource inventory, see page 51. Find out about the disaster plan at your workplace, your children's school, or child care center, and other places your family frequents. Another tip, create a preparedness calendar to keep your skills, equipment, and food storage up to date. We'll probably be covering that the next couple weeks. It starts on page 44. What kit are you building? Preparing for each hazard individually is important, but many of the skills and supplies you will need during one event are also useful during another. If you do not have a kit, Chapter 4 will guide you. You may start out with the grab-and-go binder and progress to 2 weeks ready or build them in the way that best suits your family. Remember, 2 weeks ready is the state standard, but it is only the foundation for long-term preparedness. Ask yourself these questions to help you on your way. Number one, what scenario are you planning for? Number two, how many people are you planning for, including those who may not live with you? Number three, what skills, equipment, and supplies will you need? Number four, what skills, equipment, and supplies do you already have? Number five, What shortfalls can you eliminate? Number six, how do you train and maintain your plans? If you ladies have any more ideas or suggestions, when I call on you, maybe you can share that with the others, or if you have any questions, we can kind of go from there. So we will begin shortly. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? The Hope's family is a very busy family, so if nobody else from the family is available, I will check in for WRMW 211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Hey, this is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy and you loud and clear. How am I doing? Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we talked about the planning fundamentals. Did you have anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
No, that's a pretty good comprehensive little ditty right there. Having the book on hand and constantly looking at it is a great idea, I think. I have been perusing it and have reminded myself to definitely check my food storage and things of that nature. My little community is a little condo association, and it's for 55 and older, and so I check on several of my little widow-type ladies like myself to make sure that they're doing okay. But other than that, I think that it's a great book, and I'm going to try and find some so that I can give to my family members. So that would be me. I hope that you all have a good night. Robin, WRMY 378, monitoring until I get to church.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that, Robin. We really appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP 7101 if she was unavailable to participate this evening. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I copy. There's a lot of static in the air. How do you read me?
You're coming in pretty clear. There's a little bit of static in the background. Apparently it's staticky both ways. Sorry about that. Is there anything that you'd like to share about our topic this evening, Sylvia?
I just had one thought as I read through the emergency preparedness page in the book, and that was how handy tension rods are where your canning goods are on shelf. Just in case of earthquake, I like to keep them there so that you wouldn't lose all your canning jars by having them drop on the floor if we were to have an earthquake. Anyway, that was my thought, so thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, that makes total sense to me. Well, thank you for that. I mean, that's something that others might consider as well. Well, thanks for sharing, Sylvia. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
56, monitoring.
WQZA 709 Marsha, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Marsha, WQZA 709, and I'm doing well. Carol's really sick and can't talk right now, so I will check in for her too.
Copy that. Well, prayers out to Carol so she gets better, and thank you very much for checking in. Was there anything you'd like to add to the plan fundamentals, Marcia?
Everybody just be safe, because it's horrible out there sometimes. I mean, we got fires in California. We got snow in Quebec. Wow, we're right in the middle. So just be safe.
Copy that. Well, you two be safe as well. And you're both in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you for sharing that, Marcia. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber. I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Was there anything that you would like to add to the plan fundamentals that we just discussed?
Well, I'm just to say how cool this is that we keep refreshing like this, and I think it's necessary for everybody to do so. Everybody who's a prepper or even thinking about just being ready in times of emergency. And you don't have to be, quote, a prepper. I mean, even though some of us here like to do that and some kind of poo-poo at it, but it's always good to have food and emergency plans on hand. So I also wanted to say I hope Carol gets better. And Carol and Marcia, we love you. And if you need any help, call out to us. I'm going to break, and then I'll say what I found in the book to be good. Okay, so looking on page 22, developing a neighborhood disaster resource inventory. And then if you go to page 51, which is the back flap of the book, it lists where you can keep track of people in your neighborhood. It's a resource inventory, so workplace or school names and address. There's disaster skills. Skills inventory, and you can write this down. First aid, CPR, fire extinguisher, amateur radio, group leadership, tree limb removal, heavy equipment, building construction, sandbagging, four-wheel drive, and then activities for disaster volunteers. There's let me break. You can write down who's fire suppression, who's medical, search and rescue, staging area team, search and rescue team, logistics, buddy squad, runner, child care, meal prep, shelter management, pet care. I mean, there's so many cool things you can do to get to know the people in your community. And this goes along with the Channel 3 project as well on the radio. So learning who's in your community and what they can do is very helpful. One more thing. Things that I marked in the book. How would you handle damage to your house or property? How would you deal with a blocked driveway or roads? Create plans for your family communication, home escape, neighborhood evacuation, learn non-structural earthquake hazards, like what the other lady was saying, I forgot who it was, sorry, securing your shelves and breakables and stuff. And then have a grab-and-go binder that you can keep track of every single year. Do an inventory. Do a breakdown of your plans and change them if necessary. So the binder is great. Anyway, I think that's all I have. Back to Nett. Thank you.
Copy that. Well, I guess somewhere down the line we don't need to cover page 51, or maybe we will again anyway. Well, thank you for that, Kimber. Would you like to talk about the Amron Net?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I covered page 51. whoops. Anyway, it's really cool just because it kind of goes along. There's a resource, a reference to it on page 22. It says use page 51, so I thought I would mention that. So, there we go. The Amron Net, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for this system, this NV725 system. Let me break. And I had to turn down my other radio. Okay, so for the NV725 system, which is also includes Klamath Falls, Roseburg, and Illinois Valley, Amron is Sunday night at 7 p.m., the Amron Net with the Channel 3 checks.
for Jackson County, which is the Elks 675 and the Phoenix 700 repeaters. It is Monday nights at 8 p.m. in collaboration with the Emergency Preparedness Net. So they kind of combined, and we call it the AMRON Emergency Preparedness Net. And that is, once again, Monday nights at 8 p.m. You're all welcome to come over, check in, and do a channel free check right afterwards. And I'm sorry, one more break. I have to mention that we're no longer reading the intelligence brief for the net because it's taken up a lot of time. However, I'm open to suggestions. We can bring it back if it's high demand. But it is available online, and I can actually email it to you. We receive it, and we can send it out. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. If anybody wants that email address again to receive the newsletter, let me know. Thank you. Back to net, Karen.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384, Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen, do you copy?
WROY, I copy and read you loud and clear.
Copy that, you're coming in loud and clear as well, and maybe a little bit scratchy, but not talking about plan fundamentals on page 22 of the book. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
No, but I think this is really, really good to go through this. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, it's always nice to have a refresher, and you probably may have known some of this stuff before, but reading it again kind of brings back things, and it's like, oh, well, I'd forgotten about that. Well, thank you so much, Diana. We appreciate your sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear. How do you copy me?
Copy you loud and clear as well. So hopefully you were listening to the and got a chance to read the plan fundamentals. Is there anything you'd like to share or any questions like Judy?
No, I guess I just want to thank you for going over it. As the other lady say, it's good information to review, and I appreciate it. So happy New Year to everyone, and thank you for doing the net, Karen.
Oh, you're very welcome, Judy. It's really nice to have you participating as well. Would you like to talk about the IVARCnet?
Thank you. IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction from 6 to 8 p.m. And IVARCnet is the on Monday night, every Monday night at 7 p.m., starting with our GMRS repeater on $8. And then we move on to unlicensed radio-to-radio, FRS, and mirrors, so people can find out who's in their neighborhood and practice that. I wanted to say, Kimber had mentioned something about knowing the people, and we're working on a map of the, actually of the county, and all the people that check in on our net, and then we're placing them on a map. And then we're working on getting copies of that and then getting them laminated and giving them to the radio operator so that they have who's in their neighborhood just kind of officially. They can put it right in their radio room if they have one. Anyways, just wanted to share that, just, you know, steps, progress, and have a good evening, everyone. And once again, thanks for this net. I love it. I love the Patriot net. Thank you, Karen.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Judy, for all that information. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPL 826 Sioux, WRJX 597, and WRNN 801 Bobby May. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRJY 779. Read you loud and clear, Karen.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So I hope you got a chance to look over the plan fundamentals, and is there anything that you'd like to share or suggest with that, Chantel?
I honestly don't really have anything to add, or Kimber pretty much covered everything I was thinking about. It's just a really great manual.
Awesome. Yeah, it really is a good refresher, and I'm glad that we're going over it and that everybody is able to share their knowledge. Well, thank you, Chantel. Is there anything else?
No, not really, but I sure appreciate you and everyone else that shares. I sure enjoy this net, just like our patriarch just said. But y'all have a wonderful night and a blessed rest of the week.
Awesome. Well, the same to you, Chantel. You have a wonderful night and a blessed rest of the week. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check. We welcome you back next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Kristen. So I'm assuming you've been listening to the plan fundamentals. I can say that three times fast. And is there anything that you'd like to share about that or any questions you might have?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really haven't followed totally, but just want to say my heart goes out to L.A. area right now. And it is kind of coincidental. I mean, that we're talking about being prepared and everything, and those fires are just, I've caught some news, and those fires are just terrible down there, and nothing hardly contained. So I just wanted to say that, and but also, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, those fires down there are horrible, and they're getting bigger, and like you said, none of them are contained, so lots of damage and loss in that, so we need to keep all of those folks in our thoughts and prayers. Well, Happy New Year to you as well, Kristen. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRZL 684 Lee. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRUJ 362 Nancy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?